We throw away our sins to the water. Normally we throw away our sins into the water. That's the explanation. But why specifically water? There's thousands of explanations. Let me give you a few. What does water do? Water cleans. It's not just physical cleaning. Water cleans us in the deepest way spiritually. I want to tell you a Torah of Rabbi Nachman now. It's written when the guy created the world. The heavens were created, the earth was created. What about the water? When was water created? Okay, you can say, well, water is considered part of the earth. Water is a revelation of that which was before the creation of the world. Water somehow reminds us and takes us back to that place that existed before the world was created. So God doesn't describe the description of water as a hint to say that water is like before creation.
Yeah.
Gevalt.
He just separated the water.
He separated the water, but water is like before the world. Amazing. You know, the world was created with a bet. Habet shabreshes, bet zeshnayim, bet is two. Ba'olam hazeh kol ba'bashnayim. This world, everything is two. Kaitz v'choyref, yom v'layla, ani v'ata, shamayim v'aretz. Everything's two. Me and you, heaven and earth, winter and spring, day and night. V'afilu anachnam v'akadosh baruch, and even me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avamayim hem echad. But water is one. Mayim yifshar l'spor. Water you can't count. V'chen ein b'ivrit lashon yachid l'mila mayim. Water, there's no such thing as waters. There's only water. Afilu l'ptipa shal mayim ein mila miyuchedet. Hamila mayim mufiya tamid b'loshen rabim. Water is always in plural. Aval ze lo riboy shal pirut. It's not a lot of separate entities. Miyam yifshar l'spor. There's no, you can't count a sea. L'chein ein b'ivrit lashon yachid l'mila mayim. Afilu, oh, we did that. Sharei kol tipa shal musivim l'mayim mamash mitachedet l'mayim mechayimim. Every drip of water, mamash, becomes one with the water that was before it. Hamila mayim mufia tamid b'loshen rabi. Water is kilu shem mayim mifanim et makom l'tiba chadasha. It's like each drop of water makes space for the water that's joining it, and it all becomes one. Mayim and tamid echad. Water is always one. Achdutu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtakefet b'mayim. The oneness of Hashem is expressed through water. Lachen, Rosh Hashanah, anachnu yordim l'mayim. So we go to the water, kidei lihitnakot, in order to purify ourselves. Nimnei pshe etzem, kol hatayot shelanu, all of our mistakes, novot mikach, shanachnu ba'olam sheshnis. We're in a world of duality. Ba'olam shesh po pratim nifradim u'mitnakzim. We have all sorts of different conflicts of interest. Kol hatayot ba'ot me'akirot achotzitim bin bnei adam. All of our mistakes come from the walls that happen between men. And from the distance between us and Hashem, the Tunis. In the afternoon, we go down to this fundamental idea of water. This idea which expresses the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, water reminds us that in its essence, before the world was created, it was all water, it was all oneness, Enod Milvado, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the meditation, that is the idea of Dafka going down to the water to remind us that all of our mistakes are from our misunderstanding that everything is one, and if we meditate and contemplate about the oneness of the world, we won't come to make those mistakes anymore. Give me 2 more minutes. I want to give one more beautiful interpretation of Rav Shlomo. Od mashu. Shum davar lo gadal lo mayim. Nothing grows without water. Haskula shalamayim hishimotzeat
el. Does grow or run?
Sorry, grows. Nothing grows without water. Water brings out the potential into actualization. Right? Nothing can grow in the ground without water. So what are we really saying? Says our Shlomo. On Rosh Hashanah, we're asking Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Tafuchati l'tipa shel mayim, make me a drip of water. Tafuchati l'tipa shel tartiv et kol adamot erev hashod, make me a drip of water to make the whole world grow. Tenli et avav et hakoach lamar l'anashim, let me look at people and tell them, Kama tov tamun v'tocham, how good you are. This is Mamash Rosh Shlomo's avoda. Every person he saw, he only saw the good in them. He only had them grow. He only made Mamish help them grow and reach their potential by seeing their good and encouraging them to blossom. Let me help people grow. Hashem should bless us to Mamish flow like water and be water and help other people grow like water.